producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Lexapro.
Yeah, antidepressant drug, you know, Dougie. Don't knock until you try it.
Why are we promoting that?
Pay me a little siphon on the side.
Lexapro.
I'm on the payroll of the Lexapro makers of America.
Mm-hmm. Lexapro.
Right.
We better check that out. With
now I'm going strong on Lexapro. Doctor says I'm doing fine. I'm freaking out about what's ahead. Maybe I should stay in bed.
Good morning.
Hello. Today, poll at DougStepan.com.
You take Lexapro.
Will you watch the... that'd be tomorrow's poll. We can do that.
After the debate.
After the debate. You watch the GOP debate tonight. A, I'm planning on watching both of them.
You got it, dude.
B, I'll probably just watch the primetime one. C, I'll catch highlights later. D, I doubt I'll watch any of it. E, I don't know. I think I'm probably in the D camp, although it depends on where I end up, what I end up doing tonight.
Show prep
would be. Oh, really? All right. We don't all have to be
our
prepared.
Responsibility.
It can be your responsibility because I find it. Here's how I prepare, among other things. I'm always looking out. We were just talking about a new source of food. There's a story at DougStepan.com today about this new grocery store lets you buy health food for the price of fast food. What a brilliant idea. Fellow that started Whole Foods has now started this, and there's only one of them, and I am surprised I haven't heard about it yet, but I think if we can, before we go later this week, take a quick trip in there and see what it's like. It's a great concept. And, you know, one of the things that's very difficult for people to understand, there are a lot of people who don't get what the farmer's role is, even though it's the most important role in providing you with food. Oftentimes, the least amount of money goes to the provider. That is, the farmer gets not his fair share or her fair share of what it is that it costs to do business. So you say, well, why then do people go into farming? That's a question more and more people who are on the farm are asking themselves. That's why more and more farms are being developed going the way of the wind, because families can't afford sell corn for $2 a bushel, which is where it may be. Remember, only a few years ago, it was $8 a bushel. The profit point at a bushel of corn is around $3.40, somewhere under $4. So farmers were really making a lot of money when it was $8. I think that was one season, then it went down to $6. The weather was good, and the demand was good on the global front. There are all kinds of reasons for it going higher. But the thing that is really troubling is this business, this merger between Dow Chemical and DuPont. That's going to affect your local farmer. It's going to affect you and the food that you're getting. It's going to affect all of us. And so as I look around to see what it is that today, every day I have my farm reports tell me what's going on, what is there we can expect. I try to pass along things that I think are going to be of general interest to you, the consumer. And one of the things that is floating around this week that the farm-to-consumer folks are looking at is I get twisted up about this stuff, and then I don't explain well because I get so angry. A fellow that I know well named Mark McAfee, who has the largest raw milk and butter operation in California, has gotten himself into some trouble because he's trying to sell his product over the state line, which it would seem to me, how come we can ship lettuce across the state line, right? We can ship apples across the state line. We can ship raw cider across the state line, but you can't send raw milk and raw butter and raw cheese over the state line. And nobody in their right mind understands this. The California Department of Public Health, California Department of Food and Agriculture, they can't find a single case, not one, in their records of foodborne illness being attributed to raw butter, raw cheese, raw milk. But yet this thing has been going on for decades because the public health people, for whatever the reason, find raw milk, cheese, butter. This is anathema to them. They all want to promote organic and fresh, but they don't want to promote raw anything because they say it's dangerous, but it isn't anymore. And I know this sounds, there aren't many of you that have an access to raw milk, but that's because you haven't made your feelings known. You don't know. You think you go to the grocery store and you buy 2% milk, you're getting something that's good for you. Look at the label, man. There's nothing in there. It's a waste of money. Might as well just drink water. Why would you pay, what, $3 a half a gallon for white water? Now I'm thinking about it. How much do you pay for a bottle of water when you go into the convenience store? Hey, this is a better deal under the circumstances. But you understand what I'm saying. There are more and more of these things that are getting in the way of what you can, your freedom to choose. This ought to be a big election issue, and it isn't, or at least it hasn't been so far, and I think it needs to be. There's a very, very, very dangerous thing in the air out there, and people, it's sort of coming on you. All of a sudden, you're going to wake up one day and say, well, why can't I get corn for less than $5 an ear? That's the way Dow and Monsanto want it to be. They want it to be so expensive, and they want to control it so much they can make so much money on basics. And that's really what's going to tip the scale. When people are told they don't have choices when it comes to food, then there's a revolution. And I don't know why that isn't, frankly, a bigger role. I would like to, if I were on the dais tonight, I'd be asking questions all about the food supply. Never mind immigration and all this other stuff. Okay, maybe that's important, but isn't it more important to know where your food comes from and to make sure that you are that you're assured of being able to get good quality, fresh food when you want it? Isn't that more important that anything else, what you put into your body and what your body becomes, isn't that the most important thing? The water that you drink, the food that you eat, what goes into your body, for me, is the most important thing, the most important issue that there is today. Food safety. And so the government is going to, now they're putting a lot of money into trying to figure out, okay, how could the terrorists ruin our food supply? That's the latest thing. I don't know whether there are any number of things you could do. I don't want to give people ideas, but most of them could take place by them affecting the water. The water supply is the most vulnerable, and I don't know how you protect it. I mean, when you look around, you could, almost anything is vulnerable to these people if they decide they want to be creative and mess things up. So how do we make sure that we have a lot of water around, the right sources of water? I don't have an answer for that, by the way. I just know that I'm passionate about protecting the food that you eat in any number of ways and would like us to be more aware, more cognizant of the water. I mean, think about in Los Angeles, Jennifer, where you are, Kenny, where you are in San Diego, the journey of water as it flows from where it's, the origins are in the Colorado Rockies for a lot of the water that actually makes its way to the Los Angeles Basin. And think about the path the water flows in general. Without water, you have nothing. Your body's 70% water. So when you look up at the sky and you see rain in Southern California, they thank God for it. It melts from the ice and the streams comes down a mountain. And it's really fascinating. It's one of those things when you put your mind to it, it fascinates me to see how the world works, how the earth works, how infinite intelligence works, the creation of water, which is the source of life, how it comes, how the creation of water and the atmosphere. I mean, think about it. Think about this perfect planet that we're on and the water that comes out of the sky. You think that that's an accident and it gets into places where we can drink it? I think so many people just take all of this stuff for granted. They don't give it any thought at all. Water is a great teacher, too. Shows you how to move through the world. Water is graceful. It is determined. When you look at the Grand Canyon and how the water cut the canyon up over millions and billions of years. It just went about it in a deliberate way. Water is a very deliberate thing, isn't it? You get it into your body, you got to get it out of your body. And what does water teach you? I didn't think about that a little bit. Every night I go to bed and I give thanks for things that are important in all of our lives. And I wonder how many of you think about how the water that comes into your life starts from the sky, maybe comes down a mountain into a river. The river comes into your city or your town. You get the water out of it. The rest of the water goes out to the ocean. It evaporates, and it starts all over again. It's fascinating to think about it. One of those wonderful things about life that is worth thinking about. I hope you think that anyway. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get a planning card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So, what's the question? The question is, what are the top 20 songs being played to consumers ad nauseum this holiday season? There's a company called Play Network that supplies music to hundreds and hundreds of stores, restaurants, malls across the country, and they have their top 20 list of songs that are being played. We have the top 20 here for you. See if you can identify. Going to the mall, you hear all of these songs. At the number 20 spot, Darlene Love and Christmas Baby Please Come Home. This is a great, 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 great fun Christmas song. All right, also, well, let's just go through them. Number 19 on the list this year, Elvis Presley. No surprise there.
No.
These are the songs you hear over and over. If you feel like every store you go into, every restaurant you go into, every mall you go into, playing the same Christmas songs, you're right. Because that's what this is all about. Darlene Love at number 20. Elvis number 19. She and Him number 18.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I don't know about this version. You like it?
All of these things are being overcooked. Number 7 is McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. It's fun to listen to it, but after a while, not something refreshing and new. These are the top 20 songs being played over and over again in every public place you can imagine. Number 16, Pentatonix, the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Number 15, this new this year, isn't it? The Sam Smith song, Ken?
Last year.
Yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oof.
Let your heart.
Next, Vince Guaraldi. And Christmas Time is yet number 14. Number 13, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with White Christmas. Some of you may not know what you're actually listening to. That's why this may be instructive to a point. Number 12 is no surprise here, because this isn't in the top 10. Feliz, good, Doug. Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad. I do like hearing this.
Feliz Navidad.
Number 11, when was this new, the Coldplay song, Kenny? I don't remember when this first came.
A couple of years ago.
Christmas Lights from Coldplay.
Another fight. Tears we cry.
No. Ella Fitzgerald, number 10. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Good blend of music here. It's not as good, by the way, as you can find on Ken. Ken Kessler has a Sound of Christmas spot, soundofchristmas.com, which you can get and access. There's lots of great variety there, which I think is the beauty of this time of year. Train at number 9, What Christmas Means to Me.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, if they will go, quiet singing carols, right up.
Number 8,
door.
Used to be the number 1 song, White Christmas, Bing Crosby's version.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like Michael Bublé in the number 7 position, A Holly Jolly Christmas.
Jolly Christmas.
It's pretty good.
It's the best time of
year. People like Michael Bublé, right?
Now, I don't know if
Kelly Clarkson also making her mark. Underneath the Tree is number 6. Johnson, Someday at Christmas, number 5.
Someday at Christmas.
Yeah, recognize this.
Won't be boys playing with bombs like boys play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Nicely done. Number 4, Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping. I don't recognize this at all. Heard this before, Jen?
Yes.
You have.
This is Christmas Vacation, isn't it?
Am I making that up? Christmas Wrapping.
Christmas Wrapping.
Now, wasn't there a from a movie though?
It's probably popped up in a few
movies.
Okay. It came out in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next scene, number 3 is Christina Aguilera's Christmas Time.
When I was young, every Christmas Eve, I
didn't recognize this one either. What's the matter with me? Everyone, the top 2 I recognize, and you'll be surprised. I said earlier that the Mariah Carey Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, would be number 1. It's not.
I know.
Number 2.
Come on.
This is my favorite. I do actually like this.
Me too. It's my favorite.
Very motivating. But the number 1 tune on this Play Network that you're hearing in all the malls and stores everywhere, the Shins song, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Right.
But I encourage you, if you want variety, to go to the soundsofchristmas.com for all the marvelous music that is there. Chris Haney and Scott Abbott invented a game called Trivial Pursuit on this date in 1979. They were playing Scrabble, but there were pieces of the game missing, so they came up with their own game, and that's where Trivial Pursuit... Remember all the mania about Trivial? Does it still sell well at Christmas time? I think it'd be a good Christmas.
Yeah, I love that.
And the Tyco Toys Tickle Me Elmo stuffed animals started.
My mom won 1 year.
Man, these things. Went on sale, did well during the Christmas season of 1990.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Reminding me of yesterday.
Happy days are here again. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Chris McFadden at the Controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler here, monitoring some of your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Let's see, where is the good news today? Let me see. Looking through the child. The stats are in, and one child a day has died of gun violence in Sandy Hook. I guess that's not the good news of the day, right?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Shrimp. How many people like shrimp?
Not really.
No. I like shrimp.
I like shrimp.
But I'm also disgusted by farm-raised shrimp.
Really?
So.
All of the shrimp, pretty much every source of shrimp in the modern day, most shrimp comes from Thailand, and it's peeled by slaves. Okay, that's not necessarily.
You know, my wife's cousin actually owns a shrimp farm in Panama, and is the largest.
They're called little people.
The largest manufacturer of shrimp eggs in the world.
Wow, how exciting!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a neat place.
Okay, let's see here. A new study provides some of the strongest evidence yet that using antidepressants like Prozac, Paxil, or Zoloft during the final trimesters of pregnancy may be linked to a higher risk of autism. Is there anything that doesn't contribute?
Have you ever seen The Middle, Dougie? The TV show The Middle?
No, I have not. I know you told me about it.
Okay, I love it. And they're one of the kids, and the kids make the show. And the youngest one is Brick.
Mm-hmm.
And Brick has some sort of tic where when he whispers words, and you just did that, you're like, shows that antidepressants, you know, cause higher cases of autism in kids. Mm-hmm. Autism. You just did that.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
Somebody else with me?
Yeah.
Autism.
I just did that on purpose.
Doug's got a lot of tricks.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much. Let me go take a shower. I'll be fine. Okay, so here's the good news. Or a nice story. The family of a girl the extended family of a young girl who lost her her real family, her mother, father, in a fire a couple of years ago. She's 8 years old, told her family the only present that she wanted for Christmas this year, because this is the first year she's been in recovery for a couple of years. She had burns over most of her body, and in the fire she lost her right hand and her left foot. So it's taken her since the Christmas season of 2013 to get better. So she said to her aunt that she didn't want any presents. All she wanted was Christmas cards. And apparently her aunt posted it on social media to the point where this girl, at this point in the Christmas season, has received 195,000 Christmas cards, letters, packages, that sort of thing. Her name is, if I can pronounce it correctly, maybe you can help me, Kenny, with this, Safir Terry. Does that look correct? S-A-F-Y-R-E. Safir Terry has received 195,000 cards, including a five-year-old boy in Hong Kong sent her a teddy bear with a note that said, "Let's be friends" on it. My God, how does it get any better than that? When you think about how wonderful most people are without the filters, children have no filters. None. And so these sorts of things. And then you look at we can talk about the scourge that is social media, but in circumstances like this, social media is fantastic for helping people see a better part of the world or a better part of life. And when you look at this girl, you see what a sad case she might be. 195,000 letters, 3,000 packages going to her home in Schenectady, New York. It's just last year, apparently. Well, this year they're expecting 300,000 letters. Last year she had quite a large haul, too. But this is the first year she's really, I don't mean put her mind to it, but that people have grasped what the opportunity is that's here. So, how many people can you think of in your life who would benefit just by a kind word or a card or a call on Christmas Day? Just something like that. You don't have to go buy anybody anything. Just send them your goodwill. There's so much that can be gained by, again, our expanding our minds and our influence that way. Send out. There are people who get upset. The holiday blues at this time of year overcome a lot of people. I think that there isn't enough attention paid to the personal side of being friendly. You don't have to buy presents for all of your friends. Just think and be kind to them. I know the month of December.
People are alone.
I know. Yeah, that's it. And they're stressed. They're anxious. They're sad. The weather has been better, so we don't see as much sad, Jennifer, the seasonal adjusted disorder. But there are still people who have the blues. I was one of them. I'll tell you, I have for a long, long time from... What the heck is that?
Someone just break something in your
house. Oh, you know what I did? I leaned over and hit...
Did you get your little...
yes, I did, yeah.
You feel a little sound
like
effect
machine? Someone just broke your
head. Yeah, exactly. I just think that we ought to be focused on how it is that you can affect other people's lives. Many people don't realize, and I, again, am guilty of this, how if you ignore... I remember somebody said to me, somebody had come to the farm, and they was a youngster and her mother, and they wanted me to do something, and they kept coming to me, and I was busy doing something, and I didn't pay any attention to them. And later I got a note from this lady telling me how rude I was because I ignored her, and I felt terribly about it. But I think sometimes we do that. We get so focused on something, we forget about those who are around us. The world is a big place. You can make your circle bigger and better by paying attention to those who are around you. And you'll make more of a difference sometimes than you think. Think of the people who you are around that you want to have some contact with. And just how the littlest thing makes you feel better. Isn't that, I mean, Richie, think about your children. And when Juliana smiles at you, she doesn't have to do anything. Just a smile. Look at how that affects you.
Yep.
I think that is something we need to and we don't pay that much attention to. So will you please do that? Please pay attention to somebody today that you might not otherwise, or between now and Christmas or forever. Don't put them out of your mind just because you don't know them. Smile. Walk down the street, look at somebody, and smile at them. And don't be like I was the other day. Somebody walked down the street, woman wearing a burqa. I think I told the story on the air. Wearing a burqa, guy in Middle Eastern garb. And everybody on the street was watching them. Everybody turned around, glared at them. Oh, I don't know that these people are any different than you and me, except that they are taking their tradition, if you will, and living it here. People say, if you come to America, live like Americans. Okay. So how does that play out? There was a football game, Richie.
Yep.
Where some Sikhs, who are Muslims,
yeah,
their tradition is to wear a turban. You know, a lot of people, when you see a cab driver or somebody in public who's wearing a turban, they most often are Sikhs. So they were at attendance, or tried to be at attendance, at a football game, and apparently
they were trying to go to the Broncos-Chargers game last week in San Diego.
Couldn't get in.
No. They said they had to take their turbans off. The security guards told them they had to take their turbans off.
Now,
these guys are all wearing Broncos jerseys.
Yeah, only got numbered jerseys on them. They were finally allowed to go inside. But
did they check underneath them? I guess that would be my concern.
Well, what happens if you take them? Have you ever seen how they wrap these things? Do they just go on like a hat, or do they wrap individually?
I'm looking at a picture of the guys. They aren't like big. It's not like you can hide a gun under them.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of low fitting, tight.
They drove 7 hours from Fresno to go watch the game, and they got into the stadium later. But the police getting calls from people about these turbaned men who were moving things around in the trunk. What have we come to? So the police went out to their cars, I think, Richie, didn't they, with bomb-sniffing dogs?
Yep.
To check them out?
That's what started it all, is another fan saw these guys, and this is funny, and reported them because he saw them rooting around in their trunk. They were tailgating, dummy. That's what you do. You tailgate. You open your trunk.
They're wearing a turban.
Yeah, so because three guys were tailgating that had turbans on, he was suspicious and called them in. I look at the picture of these guys, and they look like football fans. They don't look like... Can you
dismiss the turbans, though, Richie, really and truly?
It would certainly get my attention because it's a little unusual to see tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm looking at these guys, I would not think anything malicious of them.
All right, so Kenny, let's post this picture and ask the question on Facebook about whether you think these... There are five men and five or six men in the picture. Post the picture and find out whether, from people that are listening, whether they think these people look like normal football fans, or are they suspicious looking, or comments just in general about the way they look.
They don't look like normal football fans with the turbans on.
No,
the two guys that don't have the turbans on, you wouldn't think anything.
No, they just got one of those like a winter hat on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, but now from the ignorance department, complete ignorance department, the fact, and I don't I hesitate to say I don't know, but I'm curious, and when I'm curious, I want to find out. So, what is it that constitutes the turban? Is it a wrap that they put on fresh every day, or is it like a hat? Does it get you just placed on your head? And they have to take them off when they go to bed, take a shower, right? So I've found that most of the people who wear these turbans, what would happen normally is you'd lose all your hair. All the people, anybody who wears a turban that's this tight, anything that you wear that's that tight to your head will keep the air, and if you perspire, it'll kind of almost rot your scalp.
No different than wearing a hat every day.
I think it's tighter, Richie. We'll figure that out. I think we'll figure it out.
I'm not playing.
Yeah. These guys had good seats. They were right down on the field there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. They finally get in. That's a good thing. Let me introduce you to a way to keep your circulation and your heart healthy. every single day. Hundreds of new people are trying Super Beats. They hear us talking about them. They hear the fact that we are on this so that we can get the blood flow to our kidneys, to our spleen, to all of our organs. If you have poor circulation, you got a high blood pressure, you need to listen to the next 60 seconds of the Good Day program whilst we help you alleviate that problem. I can give you a phone number. You can call the phone number and let the people that are at the other end explain how this works. Number is 800-655-4183. But you got to admit, you're intrigued somewhat. If you haven't, if you're new to the program, folks down in Florida over at Fort Myers and the west part of the state of Florida were listening to us for the first time this week, Richie. This is a way to promote extended exercise endurance, support healthy blood pressure, Super Beats. Yes, they are Super Beats. Beets are generally really good for you. The properties of Super Beets, a lot of nitric oxide, we get that into your system. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood going to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs. Nitric oxide in your body, it is the secret to your body working better. And you can have this secret by dialing 800-655-4183. Two products you're going to want to know about. One of them is Neo 40, which is a capsule. It's a teaspoon of Super Beets that's been granulated. Put it in your mouth, on your tongue. It'll dissolve and immediately be absorbed into your system. So when you take this Neo 40, you'll be energized. You'll start the day, instead of having a jolt of coffee or Monster or Red Bull or whatever it is that you may use to get yourself started, this does it in the healthiest way possible. Healthy, healthy, healthy. And then during the course of the day when you slow down, take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a glass of water, it's a granulated powder, mix it up, drink it, and again, you have the energy to do a good job for the rest of the day. And after all, isn't that your duty? You're supposed to work and contribute and make sure you're at your best all the time the boss is paying you. So this is the way to make points with a boss. Call 800-655-4183. Order two boxes of Neo 40. Get the free 30-day supply of Super Beets. The book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strip, so you can see how much nitric oxide you need to put into your body. All there for you. Neo 40 Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Great Christmas stocking stuffer. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. Number 3030.
888-302-3684.
Blake the Bloke.
Let me change the vowel. Blake, welcome to Good Day. What's your comment about these burgers? You saw somebody wearing some of this attire?
No, sir. I was just wanting to comment. Y'all were ridiculing the people that turned in the guys wearing the burkas at the football game. That goes against the whole see something, say something that follows the storyline about these terrorists out in California where people
So what's suspicious about somebody going to a football game? Yeah, I mean, I understand
it doesn't matter,
say something, but what's suspicious about four guys wearing a turban at a football game?
You shouldn't be ridiculed if you're seriously concerned about something. He's right. That would have prevented or could have prevented the San Bernardino attack.
I understand if you see something suspicious.
Well, like if they were pulling, be suspicious.
But everybody has a different idea. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like a kid with a pencil box.
It seems
normal, like
but yet nothing's normal these days. That's the problem. We've lost normalcy. The new normal is
everybody's
not
freaking
normal.
Out.
Yep,
man.
You're right. Everybody's afraid. 51 after the hour. Thank the news media for that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're not gonna believe this! Another request for Here Comes Santa Claus! This time from Beth in accounting. Here you go, Beth!
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with the Santa Claus again?
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
The guy's in a big red suit. I don't have him here because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big shell game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me, I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. You know they sell more little Santa statues along with Christmas trinkets than they do the Buddha?
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Right, right time for you to name this movie. It's Christmas time, so we're giving away the Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of that beautiful, wonderful cinnamon hot chocolate mix. This is a movie that was big during the Christmas season of 2007. All right, so what do we have here? We got one more clip, I think, Richie, haven't you?
Oh, and also, we're going to dump the Easter Bunny. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, Easter and bunnies and eggs and all that. I mean, it's just, where's the synergy? Don't get it.
All right, so what's the name of this movie? Here Comes Santa Claus by Doris Day, often used in this movie. I will give you a clue. The movie is not called Here Comes Santa Claus. All right, from there, you can figure it out on your own.
One
you
of the words
win.
Is right, though.
Yes, right?
Right.
One of the words is correct. You're right. 888 302 800-282-3684 as we spread some holiday cheer here on Good Day. If I ask Tucker a little bit more about the movie, he'll give it away. So I don't want him to do that until we have the correct answer. What's the name of this movie? Number one Christmas movie from 2007 for the Mannheim Steamroller Gift Pack as the prize. We'll have the answer coming up for you. Plus, movie news with Chuck Curry on Good Day.
Are you looking for a special holiday gift that says glamour? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold has some suggestions.
The beauty maven on your list will love EcoTools brushes. They're earth-conscious and incredibly well-designed for all beauty needs. The four-piece beautiful complexion set comes gift-wrapped in time for the holidays. The Mini Essentials holiday set costs just $5.99, and all three festive brush sets are under $20 at retailers nationwide or EcoTools.com.
What about a glamorous party gift?
Try this for a taste of glamour. Di Serono partners with designer Roberto Cavalli, reimagining the Italian almond liqueur bottle in exotic animal prints. The limited edition bottle costs $28, and a three-pack of minis are just $12.99 and make luxurious stocking stuffers. Profits support Fashion for Development, a UN-sponsored project in Africa.
Available nationwide or online at reservebar.com/DiSerono wears Cavalli or go to DiSerono.com.
Stubber, 888-302-3684. The movie and the outtakes from the number one movie during Christmas 2007. Jennifer gave you a nice hint. One of the words, Here Comes Santa Claus, one of those is appropriate for the title. I'll give people another 60 seconds to figure it out while Chucker brings us up to date on some important movie news like the Star Wars movie opening. What do we hear about the reviews?
Well, there's no official reviews on RottenTomatoes.com. That'll probably be sometime tonight. But I just woke up a little while ago, so I apologize for that. But from what I did read, the Twitter reaction to last night's world premiere at the Grand Chinese Theater in Los Angeles was very, very positive, with almost overwhelming praise for the film. They say Harrison Ford shines and has got a lot of screen time, which is good news for the fans of the original trilogy. I don't really want to know much about the storyline, so I'm not going to read extensive reviews until I go see the film on Thursday night. Some other news, Doug. I don't know if you watched, but Fox released a trailer to their Independence Day 2. It's called Independence Day Resurgence. I was a big fan of the original film in 96. I know you can't judge a film by the first trailer, but I must say I was disappointed. Jeff Goldblum's the star, and I like that a lot, but just the feel of the trailer, it just feels so different than the original film.
Is it all about the usual stuff, shoot 'em up and see computer graphics and although there was plenty of that in the first one, too.
I mean, there was. I saw it Saturday during the football games, and I thought it looked cool.
Really? I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way for some reason.
Rubbed me the wrong way that Will Smith is in it. Right, Smith needs to be in it.
But it looked good.
Bill Pullman is in it. Judd Hirsch, Vivica A. Fox. So all the cast, most of it, except for Will Smith, is back. So we'll see. I can't judge it by the first trailer. And also, I watched a trailer to Paramount's Star Trek Beyond, which is directed by Justin Lin, who did the last few Fast and Furious films. This is really going to divide Star Trek fans more than J.J. Abrams' two entries, because it's like Star Trek on steroids. You got to watch this trailer. I mean, I like what I see, but I think the original fans are not going to like this at all.
Well, there you go. Something for everybody, or something for everybody not to like, Chucker. That's the way it works.
Two nights to Star Wars, Doug. Two nights.
The movie was Fred Claus that nobody got the right answer to. Okay. Fred Claus was the movie answer to the movie question. So we'll double up on Mannheim Steamroller stuff tomorrow. 59 after on Good Day.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.